Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Hail Mary here in Detroit from a few years ago, Jim Caldwell got endless amounts of crap for how he defended it.
Right.
And one of the bigger reasons why was the pass back and forth type of thing. The reason that why was Ziggy Ansah on the field at like the 40-yard line, and why didn't you have Calvin Johnson back? For some reason, Bill Belichick put Rob Gronkowski out on the field when there was not a chance in hell that Ryan Tannehill was going to throw that ball 66 yards.
That was the whole difference. Aaron Rodgers, we know, could have thrown it that far and did.
Yeah.
There's no way Tannehill's thrown it that far.
No.
And how Gronkowski's out there.
What purpose does he serve?
He's
a terrific athlete for a guy his size, but I'd much rather have a whole line of defensive backs back there to make the final tackle than trying to get some big, huge guy to knock it down.
Right. Well, he thought for some strange reason where Caldwell was playing for the ridiculous back and forth thing.
Yeah.
Belichick was playing for in that situation, the ridiculous Hail Mary thing.
Right.
If he would have switched the coaching decisions, and neither one would have happened.
Right. I mean, look, Belichick has gotten a lot more credit in this league, and deservedly so, for all the things that he's done. So he can get away with making a boneheaded call every now and then. But that was poorly, poorly defended.
The Patriots had another boneheaded thing at the end of the first half. Tom Brady, worst case scenario, you're going to get a field goal. He overthrows a wide open Chris Hogan in the end zone. And then, with no timeouts, he takes a sack instead of throwing the ball away to get the 3 points.
Well, that was huge. He said he thought they had another timeout. That was a total brain fart by Brady.
I know. Brady said he made a bad play.
Right. No, but he thought they had another timeout.
Oh, yeah. So it was a brain fart.
Yeah, completely. Total brain fart.
Give him credit, too. I think Gase, there seemed to be a little bit of a design to that last play. Get the ball to Drake, one of their fastest guys in the middle of the field. I mean, sometimes you just see teams just throw in the towel and give up, you know, or they'll just flick it around crazy and stuff. I mean, it looked like there's a rhyme to the reason there a little bit.
You're right. And you know what? When I was watching it live, because I thought the first lateral was a forward pass, and then you saw it again, you realize it wasn't.
But I agree with you. I mean, I think it's a good point. A lot of times, I mean, the odds against those not returns, but those plays happening are very slim. And sometimes you just got to kind of go for it. You know, rather than just keep passing it back and passing it back, just take a shot. And that's what he did, and it worked. You know, I mean, I think sometimes teams are so intent on keeping the ball alive that instead of trying to move the ball forward, they're constantly looking behind them as who they can pass it back to. And here Drake saw the opening and just scooted out to the outside and scored.
It always seems these bizarre plays the Dolphins are involved. You had the Leon Lett play. You had the Marino fake spike. There was another one I can't remember off the top.
Well, Kellen Winslow, they had the hook and ladder.
The hook and ladder in that game.
That playoff game.
And then there's one of the greatest plays of all time that went against them, or most famous in a Super Bowl way back when, with Gary Apremi.
Oh, with the kick and everything?
Yeah. I mean, it's weird.
Remember the Saints one about 10 to 15 years ago?
The Jags?
At Jacksonville.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then he missed the extra point, right?
Yes.
Yes.
It changes everything, man.
That's one of my favorite finishes ever. That was so crazy.
And even speaking of Miami, didn't the Miami Hurricanes have one against Duke? A bizarre play,
Like 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
It was a kickoff return that was so crazy that they didn't even televise it properly because I've never seen a definitive replay on it. They pick it up too far into the return or something like that. What is your favorite all-time miraculous play in football? 248-539-9797 or on the ticket text 97136. And if it comes against the Lions, that's fine. The Lions don't have any, do they?
You mean good ones?
Yeah, no, do the Lions have any good miraculous plays?
Ferrat to Crowell, but that wasn't probably. It wasn't a Hail Mary, but it was
Ferrat to Crowell. What game?
Against the Rams.
It was
4th and 25 or something.
Yeah. That's true. That was just a straight pass, though.
Yeah, I know.
There was no laterals, no nothing.
No.
I mean, Stafford diving the ball into the end zone against the Cowboys. That was a heads-up play by right. him, but that wasn't like any sort of great miracle.
No. My favorite one of all time is the one you were there.
Cal Stanford.
Cal Stanford. Yeah. I still think that's the best because the band and everything else.
See, I got in this great debate with my friend a couple years ago when the kick six happened. He said that that trumps the play because we call the Cal Stanford right. band play the play. He said the kick six is now the greatest play in college football history because of the ramifications it had on everything. And it True. Happened in the biggest game of the year and the biggest rivalry in college football at that time, so on and so forth. And it kind of highlighted Saban making a poor coaching decision, which he never does. And it just was, under any scenario, you couldn't see that happening. Like, no. when they lined up to kick a field goal, there wasn't anybody in the building thinking, okay, if he misses this short, Auburn could bring it all the way back for a touchdown. Right?
Right.
There was just no way that was going to happen. So in some ways, that was almost more miraculous.
And now everybody does think that.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. On long game-ending field goals, now everybody has got their antennae out for that.
But the Cal Stanford thing was just, I mean, it was amazing because of the guys running on the field with the band. It was also, what was that, John Elway's last game as a...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and John Elway had just led a ridiculous drive down the field to kick what appeared to be a game-winning field goal. He didn't kick it, obviously, but they set up a game-winning field goal for Stanford. And so there were 4 seconds left on the clock. Why Stanford didn't let the clock run down before they kicked the final field goal is a huge coaching blunder. And then Cal had a forward lateral on that return.
Yeah.
I mean, it should have... In the days of replay, that kickoff would have been called back. Because Morette Ford, who's now incarcerated for an O.J. Simpson-like double homicide, threw a forward lateral to Kevin Moen, who took it into the end zone and scored.
What about Stephon Diggs last year?
Yeah, that was right up there.
That was pretty crazy. I mean, that was just more of a fall down, though, wasn't it? I mean,
well, Williams made the poor play. He went right. for the hit instead of just, you know,
right.
batting the ball down.
If he just knocked the ball down. I mean,
right.
It's, I guess,
still, though, I mean, it was.
Oh, yes. I mean, it took a team. They put him in another round of a playoffs.
I guess any great play usually has somebody else screwing up on the other side, right? So, I mean, even the play yesterday, the Patriots definitely messed up.
What about the, the Tebow pass to the Flacco pass in Denver when they won the Super Bowl, right? The long pass that Flacco had, that was a
fluke.
Yeah,
but that was just kind of a – was it a fluke?
That was kind of a fluke. Wasn't it a tip ball?
Jacoby Jones?
No, Jacoby busted coverage.
Oh, okay, busted coverage.
Yeah, the guy fell down or something.
Okay. How about trouble with the snap?
Oh.
I'm sorry.
It had to come up.
When you talk about miracle finishes, as that play commenced, not a single Michigan State fan in the world thought they were going to win the football game.
And that fan, the Michigan fan that everybody knows, they showed after. I mean, he had the Eldon Campbell look after.
Yeah.
Remember Eldon Campbell after Tate George
yes.
made the shot?
Yeah. I mean, we know
they're
our
just stunned.
Our good friend Gator left the building and saw the final play on a monitor because he thought the game was over. Everybody thought the game was over. Yeah. I mean, I remember watching it. My son was the only one. He goes, "It's not over yet." And we're like, "All right." That's the naivete of a youngster. It's like, it's over. This game is over, and apparently he wasn't.
That still gets me angry.
I know. The moment I said it, you went, oh.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.